This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We are with Captain Judy Rice. She is the founder and driving force behind Think Global Flight. It's a circumnavigation in a Cirrus SR-22. And Judy, what is the impetus behind this, and what good is going to come out of you flying those great long legs over the ocean in a single-engine piston airplane?
Oh, that is right. They are going to be some very long legs, especially the California to Hawaii leg. And what we are doing is that we have 10,000 students all over the world already following our flight, working on various aspects of flight planning, international relations, everything that it takes to do this epic of an adventure. And the students are doing the work. They're really doing the research. They're looking at the airplane. They're figuring out how I'm getting across the Atlantic in an airplane that only has not quite 700 nautical miles. So it's all about education. It's all about growing our future workforce, not just pilots, although it seems like most of our students want to be pilots, but it's really the full gamut. Weather is another huge component that the students are researching. One of our contests is called Wins Aloft. We have students that are competing against each other, again, all over the world, on seeing who can guess the closest at the time of our flights over certain legs of what the flights and the winds are going to be at that time. So it is. It's all about growing our future.
Well, it's all about getting kids back interested in science and technology subjects in school, right?
That's very good, Russ. It is really a real-world application to STEM, the buzzword in education. It's really the buzzword here in America, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Not so much in some of the other countries is STEM an issue. It certainly is here in America. And we apply the STEM, all of these topic areas, to the flight, to the route, to the weather, to the airplane. And again, students are researching all these aspects. They're really competing against each other. I mentioned that STEM in some other countries are not really an issue like it is here in America. A lot of the international student command centers, is what we call the groups of students working together in their areas, English proficiency is one of the benefits for other countries. Inspiration, awareness, global careers that many of these students and their educators or their parents never even thought about. It's global. Global awareness of what aviation and aerospace can bring to all of our future.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the flight, when you launch, and how people can get involved.
We launch from Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida. Next year, 2014, it's the first week of April. We'll launch towards the end of Sun and Fun. We have a great big promo press, a whole bunch. We're bringing kids from all over the world to watch us launch. So we're going to have a great big launch off. We will take 3 months to go around the world. We're going the southern route with a westerly heading. I do the Pacific, Santa Maria to Hilo, Hawaii alone because of the airplane and the fuel required. Fred joins me in Hilo, Hawaii. We go Christmas Island, Australia, through Asia, India, across the northern part of the Atlantic so that we could share with the kids what that part of the world is about, and then back into the United States. We are stopping where all our student command centers are. We are videotaping back live, and then we're also going to be putting them on the website and Facebook pages, joining all these kids that are making friends right now. And as I mentioned, we do have live transmitting. We had Garmin donate the Global Connect within the airplane, and we are transmitting back live to the students while we're flying. That'll be Navigator Fred's job.
Well, sounds fascinating. We thank you for joining us today, Judy. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.